This is the Annie Fry Show.
Oh, thank you for WrestleMania 4 and 5, by the way. Yeah. Thank you very much. Yeah. But if you're going to sit in that chair, if you're going to do the Tyrus experience, you have to do it right, because you are the people's champion, Mr.
Oh,
Trump.
Wow.
And on behalf of all the people of America, this is the last
I like that. Now I'm really on. That's a real, oh, that's a good one.
No, it's the man who makes all the professional ones.
Beautiful, yeah. This is the real one. This is a real deal. This
is
no, I'm going to give a fake belt to the next president.
We're more used to that. That's good. Thank you, Tyrus. That,
you are the people's champion.
That's Tyrus. You know him Thursdays on this show, and you got to see him last night with Donald Trump.
You're becoming like my most stable relationship.
Enough said.
Now, Tyrus, I don't want to say that you stole the show last night from Gutfeld, but when you presented that belt
this morning,
what's that?
It's ridiculous. I've been pulled over three times this morning trying to go to work. Apparently, I'm under an investigation for kidnapping because I stole that beat. No, I'm just kidding.
Pretty great.
Always humble. Always humble.
He sat in your chair. Humble. He sat in your chair, Tyrus. What's that like?
He did. It was uncomfortable, but. I figured if you're going to give your chair up to somebody, it might as well be the president of the United States. So it was fun. I think given where he was coming from, just coming off an attempted assassination.
Another.
To be able to smile on the president's face, I feel like it was a career highlight of mine for sure. I would put that up there with my first WrestleMania and, being called the GOAT by the president is pretty cool.
Yes, he did call you that, and he explained the GOAT as well. You know, Tyrus, I want to know, just from a background standpoint, I don't know how much you can divulge for us, but how long did you guys know that Donald Trump was going to be on the Wednesday Gutfeld show?
We knew, I think, about 3 days, 3 or 4 days. We don't have a problem with leaking in our department, so we didn't tell anybody.
Yeah.
It wasn't until the day of.
Is it true that the audience that showed up that day had no idea?
Yeah, no clue. They had their look under your seat, but instead of car keys, it was President Trump.
That's unbelievable. That's got to be so wild to show up
for
that show.
That was the only way you could do it, though. Could you imagine the lines, you know, and not to mention the fact that as much as you like ratings and things like that, given the fact that there's been two attempts on the president's, and live, I think surprises like that are better for everybody in terms of it's not like it's going to stop, unfortunately. So,
had you met him before in person? Had you had that?
No.
That's the first time?
We met briefly a couple times in the WWE, but nothing, you know, nothing more than, you know, hello, Mr. Trump, nothing like that. I tried to kind of avoid it. You know, I always felt like talking about presidents is better if you don't know him, you know, but then you meet him and then he's exactly the opposite of anything that social media, that the media, the way they discuss him is disgusting. Let me, from a personal standpoint, now I brought my other kids weren't able to be there and it was such short notice, but my daughter, her and Ingrid's aunt came, who had no idea. It was a surprise. And when he met my daughter for the first time, you would have thought that it was his granddaughter.
Oh.
You know, he was like, he knew her name. They talked about horses. She gave him some tips on speeches. Nothing like a 10-year-old telling you talk. You know, Georgie.
Not surprising.
I like what you said, but you talk a little long. Like, okay, thanks for meeting the president. I'll just show myself out. You just blew my ambassadorship to the Cayman Islands, sweetheart. But no, he was, and he spoke to everyone, and he was just, there's no cameras on, so there's no reason for him to do it, you know, but.
Why does he do that? Because he said last night, I think the Gutfeld, there was a conversation between Trump and Gutfeld, and it was like, do you want a nice guy, or do you want a guy who's going to get things done? And he's like, I get stuff done, but then he goes, but I also think I'm a nice guy, and he said that in a way that I felt was genuine. Is he politicking when he's doing that with your family, or is he a nice dude?
I'm going to be honest with you. I wish I could say that he was stoic and he was, you know, just kind of like, hey, nice to meet you. No, like everybody in that room, he knew enough about them to have a good conversation. You know, and he was like, he was like grandpa. I mean, there was no other way to describe it. He was so nice to everyone. He was so polite to my wife, my family, like my daughter and him. They talk forever. You know, he's, you know, talking about when's her next horseback riding thing and her equestrian. You know, it's just one of those things where I was just really taken back. As much fun as it was being on stage with him, seeing that side of him that normally I wouldn't think that someone like me would ever see. I mean, if you would have said at any point in my career that I'd be chumming it up with the President of the United States on national television, I would have looked at you like you were, you know, whatever you're smoking, can I have two?
Yeah. I mean, aside from President Trump's appearance last night on Gutfeld, you have seen a lot of things in your lifetime. You've been a lot of places. People can read about it in both of your books, and I encourage them to do that. Tyrus, when I have a feedback form on my website and people fill it out and tell us what they like about the show, you are the number one thing that people say as far as guests go. You are the number one response of what people like about this show. And it's because you're a real dude, because you respond in a real way. And I think that Donald Trump has that same, like, you're just a genuine person.
1,000% cut from the same cloth in terms, like, you might not like, he's going to tell you like it is,
yeah,
whether you like it or not. And he also doesn't take things personal. I think that's probably the most amazing thing is, like, I would imagine, given the amount of falsities and abusive things, and you talk about people just being condemned and being compared by Hitler by people. That very easily could make you a bitter person, a guarded person. Why do I even need to do these interviews or whatever stuff, or come on shows and even risk, you know? But that's not who he was. Like, I think the RFK Jr. story is about summed it up. He was literally suing him, and he still flew in his family anywhere. That's who he is. I think the greatest crime that the mainstream media has done is that they have painted a picture of a complete opposite of nothing but left-wing talking points about a man that they don't know anything about. Because here's the sad part. He would probably be the one Republican president that would work with them on things. We saw that with Obamacare.
Yeah.
And he was saying, yep, I don't like it, but it's the best thing we have right now, so I want to work to improve it. When's the last time you heard anybody say anything positive about the other side, especially given the fact that literally after bullets go flying over his head and nick his ear, then another attempt within seconds of saying, oh, we're so condemned violence. Having said that, he's a danger to democracy. So, I mean, they're so far behind. This is all they got, and this is the ugliness, and I really hope a special counsel is appointed after this election to look into all of this, because I don't believe in coincidences, and I think this entire administration, from the deception of Biden's health, has been doing this country a great injustice, and I hope the people responsible are brought to justice, because what we're seeing now, you wouldn't even see in a third world country.
Yeah. It's actually pretty frightening when you stop and think about it. We're speaking with Tyrus. He's a regular on Gutfeld, of course, was on last night with former President Donald Trump, potentially next President Donald Trump. He's a Fox News contributor and an author. You guys had Trump on. He got the whole hour. He was the star of the show. Everything centered around him. I'm curious if Gutfeld has an open invitation extended to Kamala Harris to do the same.
Yes, 1,000%. Would love to have her on. Would love to have fun. Let's see if she can have fun. Let's see if she can. You know, I don't want to unburden her by what has been, but her, you know, her last few speeches haven't been that great. So, you know, for someone who uses a lot of adjectives, she really has a hard time explaining shit. I mean, stuff. Sorry.
you're keeping Brad on his toes here.
Time to find out if that dump button works.
Yeah, it works. We got it. So, Tyrus, I want to ask you before we let you go. When you are, you live in the Northeast now, you're in New York City quite often. Donald Trump does a rally in New York. There are a lot of, you know, politicos wringing their hands over, why are we spending time and resources in New York? I don't know if New York is in play the way Donald Trump says it is.
You know what, though?
But why be in New York?
Two things. He is forcing them to spend money in New York and New Jersey. And you know what? I think New Jersey is very much in play. I think New York is going to be close. I don't think this is a close election. based by the behaviors of what we're seeing from the other side. They're in full-on panic mode. I don't think she has a road. I think I'm making a prediction that the election will be settled by 10 p.m. Eastern. I think they want it to seem close. I really, as best as the machine can do, they're running out of celebrities. Unless they can pull like a Jesus Christ showing up at one of her rallies, they're running out of people. So I don't think it's that close, which makes it more dangerous and more scary, because they're going to pull up. The closer it gets, the more desperate they're getting. You see that they're trying to go back and bring up stuff from like 20 and 30 years ago. I think she was bringing up newspaper copies from New York back in the day. So they're really, really going all out. I think it's important that he goes to every state. And until the votes are cast, every state's at play. And I think that needs to be your attitude. Mm-hmm. When you start saying, oh, they got that, that spreads. He is fighting. His message is that he is fighting for the American people, and that is everywhere. It also means that you also need to work with the other side. And I think he understands that now more than ever. And I think there will be, based off just my limited interaction with him, I think if you came at him with a sound plan, and even though it came from a Democratic side, I think he would work with you. I think he would sign it. I think he's to the point now where no one knows better than him the importance of unity and ending this divisiveness. There's been two attempts on his life.
Yeah. We're asking so much of this man, and he's showing up for the job every single time. Last question,
with
Tyrus.
A smile on his face.
Yeah, I know, with the confidence. It's unmatched. All right, we have a poll up every day, and I just want to make sure we get you on the record with this, because Hillary Clinton came out and said she thinks that some of the trouble with Kamala is just the fact that she's a woman. Would you vote for a woman for president, Tyrus?
I would vote for Nikki Haley. I would vote for Tulsi Gabbard. I would vote for KT McFarland. I would vote for Judge Jeanine. I would vote. I have absolutely no qualms about it. I'd vote for Deborah Winger. Childhood crush, sorry. If the plans, there's only one Wonder Woman, sorry. But there's only one. But to say when they're saying those things, they have nothing. Have absolutely nothing. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're no longer at the we vote for women, we vote for black men, we vote for gay men and women. We're past that. That's not this country anymore. Anyone can run. She was VP. You know, she had every advantage to run. She's had 3.5 years to prove herself, to show what's going on. If they were doing a good job, if they were doing what they were supposed to do for the country, if the country didn't feel this way, she probably would win in a landslide. And ironically, President Trump probably wouldn't have ran.
It's true. Well, I think it's important that we get on record with that, because it's not the gender.
I would vote for a woman. I just would not vote for Hillary Clinton, because I just didn't feel like she... Nothing about her represents me or what I'm trying to do in my life, and I just didn't see it.
Yeah, yeah.
Again, Trump grew on me. I had the same issues as everyone else did in the beginning, but his deeds outweighed. And you know what? I kind of dig the smack talking now.
You're there for it.
Dig. Like I said last night, maybe you got to show them some pictures of the mansions in Mexico. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It worked with Abdullah, so, you know. But I have fun. I'm still kind of like chilling out that we're... I mean, did you know he called me to go? Just want to put that out there.
Yes.
I know you're a journalist. Just want to put it out there. And
it's facts. It's news to report, Tyrus, of course.
No, it was all silliness aside. It was like a Johnny Carson moment for me. You know, Johnny Carson, Ronald Reagan. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like one of those things where, like, they won't give us Emmys, but last night, if they were giving Emmys out, I stole the Emmy.
You did a great job.
But the American people got a chance to see a side of him that no one else gets to see. And it's a shame, because if he did go in interviews where they weren't trying to pigeonhole him in, call him a racist or you know, lie check him every 2 seconds, like we saw at the debate, I think things would be different. But the other side is... they're a lost cause, and I think the American people see what time it is. The Teamsters see what time it is. So I think the message is loud here. America's back, and You know, hold our beer. We're going to fix this.
From your lips to God's ears, Tyrus. Thank you for being with us. You were the talk of X last night. We're grateful you made the time for us again this afternoon. Always good to talk to you.
Yep, you know, just one goat to another.
Thank you. We'll get you next week, Tyrus. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye. Tyrus is a regular on Gutfeld. Last night's Gutfeld must watch. If you've ever thought about watching Gutfeld and you haven't before, Donald Trump masterful last night on being, what would you say, a human being? Just being a person?
Yes.
What have I said a million times? Does he need to do in order to win?
He needs to beat the caricature that the media has painted of him.
And he did that last night.
Oh my gosh,
in a great way.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, getting my friend Stewie in here, Stuart Rosenblum of Stuart's American Mortgage, a great partner and sponsor of this show, but also my go-to when it comes to what did the Fed do? What does that mean? What does that mean for my mortgage rate? What does that mean for other people's mortgage rates? I ask him all these questions usually on text message. Might as well ask him on the air so that we can get some of your questions in here as well. Stewie from Stuart's American Mortgage. We come back. Dragon.